Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, Kings fans. Mikey here, one of your in-arena hosts for your LA Kings. And boy, do I love when you bring that energy and excitement to every single home game. Speaking of energy and excitement, make sure you check out the Kings Realm podcast. They cover everything from hockey to sports, movies, and of course, cereal. That's right. All the important topics covered right here on the Kings Realm podcast. And go, Kings, go.
Welcome to the Kings Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on social media at Kings Realm Pod. Text, voicemails, do that stuff. 562-317-0087. So the Kings are still in third. It's a good thing. They got a 33-21-11 record. Those numbers are getting big. They went 2-2 last week. They got wins against Ottawa and the Islanders, and then lost against Dallas and the Blues. So it's, you know, it's 500 week, I guess. Yeah. Do your thing. I'm Dennis Wilson. That's James Woodlock.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
I really want to know why that's in your head. We're going to find out. And Jordan Eggman.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So why is that in your head? It's been. Is there.
Because San Jose's eliminated.
Oh, there you go.
It's that time.
It's the wonderful time of the year.
The Sharks are abysmal.
All day I've been singing that in my head once I saw that post.
I knew there had to be a reason you were doing that, because when I walked in, you were doing it.
Literally, just as like, I'm seriously done.
I'm over it.
Yeah. Like, that's too much for that song. That's more than I've heard that song in my life. It's been out for, what, 20 years?
What song did they use to get you going today? It was something.
Yeah.
James is easily manipulated with music, just in case you guys wanted to know.
I'm music motivated.
Yeah. That looks like Maker's Mark's wax on steroids. What is that?
It's rare character, but it's a Eureka barrel pick.
Rare character.
Yeah, it's a crack.
It's made of crack?
Yeah. It's good stuff. It's where you put your crack.
Put your crack in this.
Put your crack in there.
So I don't necessarily need the wax. But yeah, it's one of the. So Dan and I, just a quick story. Dan and I went to. Went to a West Coast whiskey tasting for Blue Run at Eureka in Huntington Beach. Little did I know, it was Eureka's last night in business.
What?
In Huntington Beach.
Oh, in Huntington Beach.
They were set to close that restaurant.
Isn't that a chain?
It is. They were set to close that restaurant on Monday, but because this event was booked for Thursday, and there was a Thursday I landed from Dallas and went straight to the thing, they stayed open for that week and the event, and the Friday was their first day closed.
So interesting.
Shout out to Eureka for like,
yeah,
committing to that and keeping their commitment.
I'm just surprised I was unaware of that.
Yeah.
Their test kitchen is over by SpaceX.
They're fabulous. They're freaking great. So you want to talk about companies that just go the extra mile, do the right thing. They kept their business open, which, probably closed because it wasn't making a profit. So they kept a failing business open for an extra 4 days because they committed to a group.
I don't think I've ever been there when there's been a wait, if I'm being honest.
Oh, like we've been able to just walk right
just
in?
Just walk right in and get a table.
Yeah.
And it's great food.
Maybe it that's because you eat dinner like an old person.
Well, no, because we've gone late at night.
We've gone for lunch. We've gone for dinner before.
We've gone like 10 o'clock dinner.
Well, 10 o'clock dinner may be a little bit too late for
9 o'clock dinner, but that's probably where we walked in.
There's like anywhere between 7 and 9, like you'd think it'd be at least like busy in there, right?
I will tell you, Eureka in Cerritos is where all the other restaurant employees in that across the mall, all those restaurants, that's where all the restaurant employees go to eat. That's got to tell you something. You probably get free food or at least half off food, but you'd rather go to another restaurant because the food's probably better. Tells you something.
Or maybe it's just better ambiance.
Yeah. Well, they weren't able to pay the bills, but we're going to pay these bills because the action never ends at DraftKings Sportsbook, especially this summer with tons of ways to bet on your favorite sports. You can fuel the fandom and feel the heat of the season like never before. Plus, right now, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's right. Make your first bet for $1,000 or up to. And if it doesn't win, you'll get another shot to cash in. You can throw down on all major action for baseball, golf, MMA, and I don't know, hockey. Plus, with same-game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, and props, your betting options feel endless. Best of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So download DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Make your first deposit and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, licensed partner of Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, L.A. 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario, see sportsbook. DraftKings.com/football terms for eligibility. Terms and responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply.
The emphasis.
Eligibility.
I'll show you my jurisdiction.
Whoa.
Hannah, you're first.
I like how Jordan's sitting there drinking the Pliny straight from the bottle to prove a point.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting to see how long it would take.
I'm not proving a point.
I should just not said anything and just let him sit there and like, yeah, see, this is what he's doing. Like the whole time drinking out. Like, hey, look what I got.
Oh, he's just taking to the head.
Yeah, now he's just wasting it. Now I'm upset.
What are you going to follow that bottle up though with?
A shutout shotgun. Cooter's original.
Do you ever find is it Blind Pig? Do you ever find that anywhere?
Total Wine has it every so often. It is better than Pliny.
It is their best
in my opinion.
I agree.
Banny's for life. I agree, Hannah. It's my go-to shitty beer.
City beer?
Shitty beer. Break down my shitty wall.
I love South Park.
Did you see that Cartman song that I sent you? Guys, there's this guy that on Instagram, I'm
trying to think,
sings a bunch of covers in Cartman's voice.
Oh, not recently, right?
I sent one today.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that one yet. You've sent them to him before, though. They're pretty good.
Yeah, he's really good. He also does Skeletor as well. Pretty well.
Does he?
And he'll do like a duet between Skeletor and Cartman sometimes.
All right.
It's pretty. Yeah, it's Cartman sings Fuck Her Gently.
Wow.
For all of you.
I have to go look at that.
Jack Black fans out there. All right. Should we get into the games or what?
Sure.
I suppose that's what we do. We're going to go ahead and go good, bad, good, bad. How's that sound?
No, that's what an old IPA tastes like.
That's
when you say like, that's like when I say it's gross because it's old and like bad, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's
Steve. How was your camping trip? Your mancation.
Right? I was like, okay, is this just because I drank the whiskey first? And that's bad, dude.
Oh. Fuck.
Okay, I knew that was bad.
When was this fucking canned? Holy
fuck. Keep drinking it. It's funny.
Hey, God got me on that one.
I don't know if I'd be able to taste the difference. And then you question if it's bad. And I'm over here like, I can't even read that. I don't even think that's. Yeah, that looks like it's in Japanese or something. I look at it. It looks like it's in Japanese.
If it's Japanese, you have to read right to left.
Oh, there it is.
Just something I learned.
It looks Japanese, doesn't Japanese. I think it's like the numbers are stamped over the top of each other, and like it looks like it's in Japanese. It's very, very small, racist. Like print, and I can barely see. I probably should use reading glasses, but I'm refusing to be old. So,
I think really refuse.
Yeah, because that'll stop kind it. Of are.
I know. I just if I denial works for a long time.
Guy says feels racist.
I know. It's
no. It literally looks like characters,
and it was not Jordan that did it.
Whoa. All right.
I like Hannah. That's fun, but yuck.
Ottawa gets the scoring start in the first period with power play goal. Second period, Quinton Byfield answers right back. Tie it up. Another solid goal from old QB. Brady Tkachuk takes the lead in the second period. But to start off the third period, halfway through, PLD gets his 14th goal of the season, followed by Jacob Mulvary.
I believe it's pronounced
gets a deflection for his first Los Angeles Kings goal.
Boom.
I think James should have to.
There it is.
Take a shot for that.
Okay, fine.
Where's the bag? Yes, we were on the same page.
He was reaching for it.
Yep.
Let me take a peek. Oh, I think I know what that is. Oh no, it's not what I thought. Let me see. Interesting.
Up to the camera.
Can you? I don't know if I can get close enough.
I think it is what I think it is.
Well, we'll talk about it. Here you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to
see
boy.
If you're going to be expecting this.
I'm expecting the brand, but I don't know what flavor.
What brand are you expecting?
No, I'm not. I was not.
There's no way you were expecting that.
That is pink lemonade. Is it Natty Light?
It is.
Yep.
What were you expecting?
Strawberry lemonade. 99 bananas or 99.
Okay,
something.
So you were expecting something sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bottles are similar, right?
Yeah.
With the shitty little cap.
So
mind you, it's a mini bottle, but it's more
how about Natty Light? Pull that. That's a good pull.
You knew. Like it's
there's gotta be at least 50 alcohols in there.
Yeah. Also really? One alcohol, please.
Yeah, there's probably at least 80 bottles in this bag.
That bag is pretty full.
Yeah, there's probably at least 40 brands in there. 40 different types of alcohol.
I feel like it fluctuates the size of that bag.
We did another event and some research on different alcohols. So I bought a bunch. I probably bought another 20 minis. That, whatever we didn't use went in the bag.
I would say that thing got reloaded a couple of times.
Yeah. And then combined. And yeah. It's ready for guests. I'm telling you that much. Ready for guests.
There you go. Drake Batherson ties it up. About 4.5 minutes left in the third period. We go get ourselves to overtime. And it's not the regular Kings overtime, although they've kind of changed that perspective a little bit. Perspective, what's the word I'm looking for? Changed their MO a bit. And Kevin Fiala gets his 20th goal of the season to beat the Ottawa Senators in overtime.
Hell yeah.
An overtime win. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. If it's the third overtime and as enough. Many. I feel like the third overtime win and as many overtimes as we've gone to, at least the second since Hiller took over.
It's I'm liking the change because it hadn't been good this year.
Hiller the Thriller.
Ba-na.
I like it.
Ba-na-na.
We had Tater Tot. I feel like you need the name.
Tater Tot. I miss the name.
Yeah. Today's game, Hiller pointed out something that I recognize also in the Dallas game that I told Hannah when I was leaving. I'll point that out when we get to it. But
okay.
Hiller's got he doesn't talk about the plays that happened in that game as much. He does say, like, I'll go review the tape and we're going to look at that, but here's what I took from it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I like that. And that's more like me. I couldn't tell you exactly what happened in that play. I would have to go back and look at it, too. I'm always fascinated.
Todd always seemed to remember exactly what happened with every goal or every big play. Like he knew.
He could speak to it right there. And that's I'm fascinated by people that can do that. I don't have enough space. I don't have enough capacity.
I think for me, there's so much happening. I don't have enough, I can't store it fast enough to remember all of it.
Yeah. Right? And you think they're doing that from the bench.
Yeah.
Ice level. Like they don't have the overhead
replays
view
and stuff. So I mean, maybe there's a little bit of that there,
but in real time, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they're taking intermissions. It'd be interesting to find out. Are they taking intermissions to watch a little bit of tape to say, okay, here's here's where we think we need to.
To be fair, it is their fucking job.
True.
And I feel like, sorry, I'm just prepping for two games from now. I don't really have anything here for this. I'm using a tent stake.
Whistle.
Is it a new tent stake?
Or? It's actually not even a tent stake. It's a Christmas decoration stake, so it's not even sharp.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Guy had a Ted Lasso quote.
You know you can use a plastic whistle, right?
Fuck me. Whistle. That's starting to become a thing in our house now.
Ah, I got it. Sorry.
Jordan's excited.
I gave you a shotgun tool.
Yeah, well, I'd have to have that with me to use it, James.
Knew we had a shutout yesterday.
It's in his golf bag somewhere.
It is, actually, which is in the back of my car. Because I'm golfing tomorrow, bitches.
Which means it's close to him.
What?
Your golf bag.
What's close to me? No, it's. I just told you, it's in the car. It's in the car.
You leave your golf clubs in the car?
He's going golfing in the morning.
Did you just miss that whole fucking sequence of events?
He's also brave leaving in the
car
overnight.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You're leaving it in the car overnight.
Yeah.
Balls, dude. It's not excuse. Like your car windows.
It's a good excuse to get new clubs.
and new car
and
windows.
And State Farm's got to pay for them, bitches.
Well, now this is live, so maybe not.
Yep.
Hannah wants to know how the bet's going, and Jesse wants to just, give us live critiques on our podcasting abilities. I mean, he's doing this as if he's never heard this podcast before. Like,
Dennis has got a project going on. He's Jordan? Going for a merit badge over there.
Jordan?
I mean,
not Dennis.
Not Dennis.
Wait, no, it's not Jordan now. God damn it. We're sticking to it. All right, Dallas, let's talk about this shit show of a game. That's going to make everybody happy.
Is it?
I was being facetious. Kevin Fiala scores his 21st goal of the season, 20 seconds into the game.
Boom.
And then it's all downhill from there.
Oh, you mean that wasn't the game winner?
It should have been. They should have just ended it right there. Just called timeout and said, guys, we'll see you next time. See you in the playoffs. Second period starts off with Radek Faksa. That sounds like a name. Followed by Jason like Robertson, Wyatt Johnson with the power play goal, and Joe fucking Pavelski with an empty netter to end the game 4-1. The Kings did not look like they were playing in the same league as Dallas. The fact that it was only 4-1 and that a couple of those goals didn't come until later in the game was fucking shocking to me. I thought at any point they were gonna blow it open. It was gonna be a 7-1 game, easy as that.
Every time we play against them, I'm always sad that we didn't get Pavelski.
I like Pavelski.
No, I liked him. You can here's a shark. No, like I always respected that dude's game, and I was sad.
Yeah, it's just what how would that have changed the course of the team though?
Yeah,
it's pretty far to go back to try and figure that out.
I just know that every time we play against them, seems like he's scoring goals or something, doing something really good. So
we worry more about Robertson than him. Because he's just going to keep getting better.
Future king, Jason Robertson.
Oh, really?
I don't know. He's from LA. Why not? Why not? That's the whole reason why throughout Dowdy's entire career, he was supposed to go to Toronto. So why can't we do that with Jason Anderson?
Anderson?
Jason Anderson. This is not Anderson. Supercross. That's from Supercross. Jason Robertson.
It's probably the same reason why he would stay in Dallas his whole career. Just like Doughty stayed in LA his whole career.
44 assists. Look at that guy. 23 goals. 44 assists. Plus 17.
Not too shabby.
Not too bad.
Yeah, guy, we think so too. Three? We think this is top level shit as well.
Mm-hmm,
you're
mm-hmm,
welcome.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize.
You know, here. How about this, Jesse? Let's bounce back on this bounce back game against the Islanders. How about that? Huh? Transition that, motherfucker.
There we go.
Dallas game. At least we got dog toys. Was it the pause thing?
Yeah, Zippy Paws. Hey, I got donut. My friend got donut, and they had hockey sticks and hockey pucks. Well, they gave out donuts and hockey pucks last year, but didn't get a hockey stick, right? Mm-hmm. So I got the little
puck last year.
Yeah. I said to the guy, hey. I got two donuts here. How about we do a, hand me one of those pucks. I'll give you this. He's like, no exchanges, sir. Like, Jesus.
Whoa.
On the free giveaway, there's honestly no exchanges. That's, you're going to draw the line there?
How about sorry, serious McSeriston.
Wow. Wow. We're taking that a little serious.
It's going two for one, bro.
Woo.
No exchanges.
Fucking no exchanges, sir.
Yeah, he said, sir.
Like a bouncer. The fuck, dude?
Dennis knows something about that. Am I right?
Taking the velvet ropes a little too seriously. Okay, serious McSeriousness got me. I'm back in. Way to go, Dennis.
Here we go.
That wasn't me.
That was me.
That was not Dennis.
Sorry, not Dennis.
That's twice.
My bad, dog. I get you guys confused.
My bad, dog. Apparently, you're not the only one.
all right. After a scoreless first inning, Jesus. God,
Jordan, you put on a Marlins hat and you just can't even hockey.
After a scoreless first period, after a scoreless first quarter, first half, I don't know. Anyways, Adrian Kempe gets his 20th goal of the season. Figured I would get some Brampa pairs out of James for those 220 from Fiala and Kempe.
It's not the highest, bro.
Ooh.
But it's closer to 30.
Go ahead, though.
And then Phil Deneau gets number 15. And then Trevor Moore gets an empty net goal for his 25th goal of the season.
Trevor Moore!
Big Dick Dave makes 26 saves for the Los Angeles Kings. And we've got a shutout.
Shutout shotguns.
Brought to you by
Jordan's Liver.
Okay, cheers.
Mikey, dude. Almost completely forgot. What is the
suck it, Jordan?
Why do they say, why does it say Bork? Is there something behind that, or is it just a. And you're still on HF boards? Wow. Okay, Swedish. Okay. All right, place.
What does Bork mean? Sorry.
It's from the Swedish Chef.
Oh, Swedish Chef. I like it.
Do the bork, voice, bork, Jordan.
Bork, bork, bork. How was that?
Good enough.
I was going to do it anyways.
Yay.
Once I figured it out. Not Jordan can pound sand. Yeah, suck it. Jordan's suck it, not up. Jordan.
Yeah. I mean, shit list.
I'm pretty sure I called a loss on that, and I wasn't expecting to beat the Islanders because we always play pretty tough against the Islanders, and they were on a 6-game win streak coming to that, and we broke it, and that felt pretty freaking good after we got manhandled by the Stars.
Didn't Guy say that is a make or break game, or that's a pivotal game?
I think he said we would know a lot about this team after that game. Something along those lines.
Jordan, you called Dallas as a loss.
Hey!
You called Islanders as a win. James called it as a loss.
Woo! So. Suck it, James. Sorry. Haven't said it in a while. It felt appropriate. Notice how he didn't say what he said for those two games.
I was 4-0, so, I mean, you know how I did.
Gotcha.
You called the win on a loss. How are you 4-0?
He called 4-0.
Remember he yelled and everything?
Yeah, I did the thing.
Dennis is a screamer.
Woo.
Nothing.
Nothing. Jordan caught up. We're tied, Jordan.
Two games out. Dude, I had to go back after the Islanders game because I was like, fuck yeah, dude, I called all of these. And I listened to the end of the show. I'm like,
son of a
bitch. I called opposite of everything. I reversed those two games.
Yeah.
I guess for all the right reasons, I wouldn't do it any different, but.
I mean, it all made sense at the time.
It did. And the stats said that I had it right.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we lost to the Blues. So now we don't know anything again.
Yeah, exactly. That was my next point was like, yeah, just when you think you know.
Yep.
Well, speaking of losing to the Blues, on to the next one.
Do we have to?
So I didn't get a chance to watch this game because it was 4:30. I had baseball practice with my son, hence the Marlins hat. And by the time we got home, it was pretty much over. Kempe had just scored about 10 minutes before we got home. And then the game ended. So there's a guy named Jake Neighbors on the Blues who apparently has 21 goals. So there's that. Neighbors is spelled like very European, though.
Like a good neighbors.
There's like a J in there or something.
No, it's just B-O-U-R-S. It's like labor.
It's a K and a J. So that's
calor.
No.
Yeah.
Favorite.
Yeah. Fucking Brits.
Could be Canadian.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. First period, Blues scored. Second period, Blues scored. Third period, Brandon Saad still plays hockey at a fairly high level with 20 goals. Blues scored, and then Kempe got one back just for good measure to get 21.
Yeah, because you can't get Bennington a shutout. Marty Matty got a win.
No, fuck that guy. So, I mean, we...
40 fucking saves.
For all intents and purposes, we got goalied tonight. Obviously, yeah. You know, 40 saves. I'm sure Jesse could enlighten us a little bit more about how many of those were high danger and all that good stuff. But
less than 30.
I wasn't sitting down watching the game. It was on. I was doing stuff like getting dinner ready, like kids around and all that stuff. So like I didn't sit and watch the game, but like it did not seem like a 41 shot effort from the Kings. It seemed very like safe.
What was pointed out
from the Blues
by our fearless coach? And something I talked to Hannah about that I started noticing in the Dallas game was 25-30% of our shots were all zone clears at the goalie.
Really?
Yeah. And the Dallas game, that's what it was. And then he pointed out that at least 10 zone clears went directly to the goalie, which they had a play for, which means your F1, your first forward in the zone is not, doesn't have a chance to get to it because he already gets to play it to somebody.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a wasted like zone entry. So when I saw, I caught it in the second period and we were already like three in that I noticed. I'm like, wow, we are just clearing it to the goalie every time.
Hey, and they said more shots on goal, right?
Yeah, which allows them to set up a play coming back the other way.
It just allows them to not let you do your thing, and they're back the other way real quick.
So it's funny that it's like, yeah, you're immediately giving up the puck. But
check out the big brain on James.
But it is funny that it's like two games in a week where that's noticed, right? So good. So that's where I was like, you know, that's something that needs to be figured out and worked on, because if we're just going to completely turn the puck over, it's just like icing, right?
Well, I mean, except they got momentum coming clears. So like what zone, like defensive zone?
Defensive zone. Yeah.
Well, then, I mean, then it would have been
arguably worse than icing because they control the puck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, they control the puck with momentum into the zone. So. Yeah. Yeah. And you're chasing the puck, so you're not even set up in your 1-3-1 to defend it properly. So
or anything really.
Yeah, it's just a bad posture to put yourself in. You know, a quarter of the time that you're going at the goal.
At least the icing, you get 30 seconds of rest.
Yeah, something like that. So it just was. I'm glad that he pointed that out, because when I saw it, I was bewildered. I was like, I don't know that I've ever caught that in a game ever.
But that's like 20-30% still seems very high. Like that's all, it seems like it's a lot high. Of the time that's happening, right?
Yeah. So you're not lifting it to the front end of the neutral zone. You're not, you know, putting it on the board so it dies. You're literally just putting it straight down the lane.
Hmm.
So. And it's an easy stop for the goalie, and he has time and space to make a play.
Yep.
So that is just something I hope that they notice and they can correct, because
we said Hiller talked about it, right?
He talked about it. So I mean it's on record now.
Yeah. So something to work on. At least they can work on it, right?
Yeah.
At least you didn't have to make a call, you know, the people you know to point it out.
Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse's gonna run that one up the flagpole.
So this guy from the Kings room, I'm gonna stop you right there,
Jesse. I thought we told you to stop talking to them.
I would like to point out that European is not a race. Okay, moving on.
Feels racist.
Which is racist against multiple countries.
Right. An entire region.
Yeah.
Yeah, grouping.
All right, moving on.
Two.
I don't know if James is going to get General us there. General Notables, or...
brought to you by Mrs. Zach. Brought to you by Mrs. Zach. Like Jim Fox style.
That's pretty good. Did you know?
Probably not.
Drew Doughty is tied for sixth in goals for defensemen.
No, I did not. Jinx.
Now you do. I saw
Jinx.
You can't jinx the jinx.
You just did. You don't jinx me. Oh, I gotta sit back and shut up.
You just gotta shut the fuck up.
I saw a diagram and it showed who has the most goals from the certain space on the ice. It was actually pretty cool.
NHL Edge.
That has been around for a while.
Edging.
Good practice.
Mm-hmm. Drew Doughty owns the most goals from between the two circles with 8.
They call them titties.
Well, then call Drew Doughty a motorboat.
He's
son
the
of
best
a bitch.
Motorboat. You old sailor, you.
She's still in the house.
Is Biddington still in the house?
He was there at night.
Hey, alive and well.
Which, by the way, like, I do not like those Blues jerseys. I don't like it.
Jess is like,
I don't like the red in it.
Hey, she looked at it one look. Really? She's like, want to get away? She's like, they look like Southwest employees.
Oh, you just ruined it for me. Because I kind of like those jerseys. But
I just said it's kind of cool to see them play in it because it's so distinctly different.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But just, yeah, when she said that, I'm like, I'll never unsee that.
Yep.
Want to get away?
It would be way more funny if St. Louis like owned the hub for Southwest.
Yeah.
That's their problem, is they don't have hubs. That's why I got stuck 2 years ago on Christmas and fucking.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. That whole nightmare.
brought that shit on yourself, Jordan.
We got some fight credits out of it. But I'm going to pretend like I do.
And this last year was fine. No issues.
Jess loves them. That's all she flies. But the one problem she has is like, you have all these upgrades and shit that you, whenever we travel.
Yeah.
And I've got Southwest drink coupons. That's what I get.
You can board earlier. You get drink coupons. Yeah. If you got a check baggage, you just walk up. You like cut the line to walk up. You get those kinds of things. I'm sure you get that with your American Airlines shit too. But there's no fucking like exclusive like restaurant or anything like that. Lounge, like that. Nightclub, whatever the fuck it is.
Bicycle hat.
Yeah, there's no first class upgrade too, for sure. And she's like, "You motherfucker, you upgrade first class," and I get A15.
Hey, you know what though? Like, the American, they make it like worth it to upgrade because their seats are much smaller than Southwest. The seats are wider.
Oh, okay. Have you just lost over 20 pounds?
No, yes, but no. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Congrats on the poop today.
Yeah.
20 pound poop.
This guy dropping deuce O's.
20 pounds in what? A month and a half?
Two O's.
Deuce O's. Yeah. that's 20.
Yeah. I got it. All right.
I was 8 years old when I learned that Dennis says coupon.
Huh?
You said coupon.
Coupon? When did I say that?
Coupon?
Whatever. When you're talking about drink coupons.
Oh.
Coupons.
Coupons?
Coupon.
That's cute.
Coops? Not without coops.
Coupons.
Quasi cupcakes.
What?
Brooklyn 99, bro. I'm back in it.
Because it's on Netflix?
Yep.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
it is. As James mentioned earlier, the San Jose Sharks have the distinct. The tea came out late and super quiet. The distinct pleasure of being the first team mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Couldn't it happen to a better group of people.
To this date, they played 64 games. You want to guess how many they've won? For reference, the Kings have won 33.
12.
18.
More in the middle. 16. 16, 41 and 7. 305 winning percentage. With a negative 112 goal differential.
Ooh.
They're going for Bedard.
Ooh.
They done fucked up because it's the wrong year for that.
Suck hard for Bedard.
Well, that's how bad they suck.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, by the way, since we're in general notables, how funny is it that Bedard has a 5-point game against Anaheim? Is that not the biggest fuck you? Biggest middle finger to Anaheim they could get.
Good night, Steve.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry. Say that again. Feel better. What?
Go. I said, is it not the biggest middle finger fuck you to Anaheim that Bedard has a 5-point game against them, just completely schooling them and leaving all the fans wishing he was theirs?
I wonder what Leo Carlson got on that game.
I think Joe missed your point.
Yeah, like the Anaheim feel screwed because they didn't get the first pick.
Yeah.
The whole point is.
And they got Leo Carlson instead.
Yeah, but the reason why he's not even a thumbnail in this story is because he got shit. So.
Did you see that thing I sent you? Sent you guys on Instagram?
About
Bedard talking to the ref.
The ref, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not if as fast as you, bro.
If you could just get out of the way. It's like, you're really fast. We're slow.
But fucking these passes he's making.
Yeah.
These shot, if he shoots, he scores. If he passes, they score. You can't. I feel like the goalie was overplaying him. because of his ability, which left the back end of the net open.
Well, I mean, my sources say that he's really good at hockey.
He's pretty fucking good at hockey. So he's 20 goals too.
He's still playing with a fishbowl too, isn't he?
I didn't give our guys 20 goal horns. I'll give Bedard that. Just piss Jordan off. No, but that was
he's doing it with a broken jaw, man.
I don't know that that is gonna be one of my top three moments of this year. Is seeing Bedard score 5 points against the Ducks.
Did you send that to your brother?
No, I should though. That's fucking awesome. Hey, Michael, you're listening. I know you're listening. You're mildly a Ducks fan. But that was a pretty fucking awesome moment for anybody not a Duck fan. So, especially how much they bitched about getting screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a conspiracy and everything else. And then of all the games, right? Of all the games.
I'm really glad they didn't get him.
Yeah. Same.
Same. Can you imagine him with Zegras and McTavish? Like,
I think it alters the game much more having that much young talent on the team.
They're going to miss so much other stuff with that much. I mean, that's kind of what the Ducks are already kind of dealing with, is they're missing all this other shit from those guys. So,
yeah. Meanwhile, the Blackhawks have the second worst plus or goal differential in the entire league, by the way, behind the Sharks at 90. So they're not winning anything anytime soon.
No, but they won NHL's hearts all across the country.
Last country. Night. That's because
I think most
10 years removed
hockey
from...
fans don't give a fuck about the Ducks. It's just us.
Okay.
Us and the Sharks. Maybe the Knights.
Let me have it. Just let me have it.
Okay. Fair enough.
I feel like
I'm not
NHL.
Trying to take it away from you.
Yeah.
At all. all right.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that the Kings still have the first or the best PK in the league, so we don't need to talk about that again. But. I would like to talk about another overtime game.
Oh, yeah.
And some would say it would be the overtime game of the week. It was the Wild versus, I believe, the Predators.
Oh, the goalie pull?
Did you guys see that?
That's how you know the NHL listens to the Kings Roam, because we just talked about that rule
about that.
The mm-hmm. week before.
Yeah, about how you were.
When I thought we pulled the goalie. It was just a delayed penalty.
Well, you thought they pulled the goalie.
Oh, they pulled. Yeah.
Because the Kings had the delayed penalty.
So, but yeah, that's the rule. You forfeit that point if you lose. So it's a ballsy fucking move.
So but, for those of you who don't know what happened, is the Wild pulled the goalie in overtime. It was Fleury, right?
Yeah.
To go all in because they really need the points to try and make the playoffs. So as opposed to just settling for potentially one. They went all in for two, and they fucking scored.
And pretty quickly, the two, right?
Yeah. I'd be curious to know if that went on for much longer, if they would have thrown Fleury back in there. But I don't think you can until there's a stoppage of ice or of time, right?
No, I don't.
I mean,
my gut says I don't think that's right, but I am usually wrong when it comes to these things, so I don't know.
I don't think you could just like throw the goalie back out there until there's a stoppage of time. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, if the Wild would have lost, they would have forfeited their point, like James said, which is a huge gamble and fucking props for taking that.
I mean, they're not in the running right now.
Standings?
They are out of a third position spot. They're 18 points behind.
Yeah, honestly, but we'll go the Wild card.
So then why do you do it?
Go to the wild card. That's what you got to look at.
They're fourth in the wild card. They're 9 points behind the Nashville Predators, and they're 6 points behind the Vegas Knights.
Yeah, they're trying to stay ahead of
Seattle, Flames.
Fuck those guys. You have to get above Vegas.
Okay, yeah, they're 6 points behind Vegas. I totally see why they did that. That's knowing your place in the standings. Like, you're running out of games.
That's like pulling the goalie in 5 minutes.
You're running out of games, and Vegas, like, you got to keep them in striking distance. You got to try and catch them at, you know, whatever means possible. I get the strategy. It's ballsy as fuck, and I love it.
I think you're far enough away where you can make up a point if you lose it. But getting two puts you so much further ahead than the 1 point subtraction. So at this point, it makes sense. 2 more weeks, it does make sense.
The thing is, though, like we didn't watch the game, right? So you don't know, like, what was happening in the game to where, like, we are so close. If we just have an extra guy out there, like,
yeah,
they had all the momentum, if they were, like, if the guys were on it. Like,
so they doubled down, too. They didn't just pull the goalie. They put 4 forwards out there.
Oh, fuck.
Yep, they did, yeah.
So it was all in.
That was all in.
All in. We're fucking going to score. So wow. There was no backup plan in that.
Yeah, it's like this is happening. We're losing.
Was against the Predators, who also is in front of them in the wild card too. So like that's
the Predators are much further ahead though.
They're 9 points ahead currently.
Yeah, and on a fucking, they were on a 13 game heater.
They're 8-0-2 in their last 10.
No, I thought they were on 13 game heater. Sorry.
Well, I mean that happened. When did they last play? So
I mean that's really good. They've gotten points in the last 10 games.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. So
it was like points and that's what it was. It was points and so many games, whatever that was.
So the point is, like, they're trending upward in the right time of the season. So, like, good for them. That was a ball. I for Minnesota to do it, I just didn't see it at the time. And if it plays out that they're a point ahead in the standings and they make the wild card, it's going to come down to that fucking call.
If they make the wild card by 1 point,
that's fucking nuts. That's
coach
of the year right there.
If you are so far behind and you forfeit that point, what's there to lose?
Exactly. I feel like they were in a position where they're like on that cusp of like where it's still a gamble, but like, I feel like that was a gamble worth making. And of course it's because they won. You can say that now, but like I see where the coach's mind was at, right?
Yeah.
They really needed 2 points. One was not good enough.
And listen, at the end of the day, if you forfeit that point, you can just kind of look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, you know what? At least we're not the Sharks.
Here's the other thing. What does that do to the locker room?
I was just going to say
I believed in you guys so much. We needed the 2 points. I believed you guys could do it. You did it. That's how much we need these 2 points. How much I want the 2 points. Like,
we know you could.
Yeah.
There's nothing stopping us at this point.
I feel like that does so much more for the locker room than even losing that 1 point.
If
they did lose it, like, I believed in you guys that you could do it. Like,
I was just going to say the same thing.
Yeah, they go in and say, like, you fucking did something that no one's done. Like, we go ahead and research it. But when's the last time we've talked about this?
When you brought it up at the game and the delay penalty, when I was really fucking confused while you were talking about it, I had completely forgotten about that rule because it just doesn't fucking happen.
Doesn't happen. So it's like we did something nobody else did, right? If that doesn't hype up the team to be like, fuck yeah, dude, we're unstoppable.
Yeah. I think that's a money move.
And you got Fleury in the locker room standing being like, I fucking support it.
Yeah.
You guys did the job.
Yeah.
Like that, if there's anybody, there's a few goalies that have the tenure to be like, fucking, I back that too. And the people that like, they can take credence to that.
Yeah.
So
that is one of those like catalyst moments for a run, right? Like whatever, wherever it ends, but that's like the shit. That's the shit movies are made of. Right.
Yeah. And then they play the St. Louis Blues and fucking lose 3-1. That's how you know Jordan's not paying attention.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, stop looking at titties. back to the show here.
Jordan gets podcast titties too?
I don't know. He's never shared.
My phone number is very close to James's, so.
that's where they went.
So James, like, he never shares as he's sitting over here with a privacy screen on his phone.
Well, shares the fact that he gets them, not shares the pictures. Let's be clear.
Fair.
Took me a long time to put a privacy screen on that phone, though.
Meanwhile, he just wears the watch that has a slideshow of tits.
If you know, you know. Which, by the way, I can't find that.
Can't find your watch?
No.
Someone's got a slideshow of tits.
I would say fucking, it was probably like one of Wes's friends stole it. It was just, just in his room late at night. Well, using up all the Kleenex.
It has been charged for weeks. So I know it's not. Nobody's using it. It's around here somewhere. It was last seen in this house. Podcast.
Yeah, speaking of being charged, I might die. Whatever.
We're talking about when are we going to switch over to Apple.
Oh, yeah? Ooh. Jordan's really excited.
Yeah.
You know what? It's really funny because, like, you know, when I was Android user for so long, I'm like, I don't give a fuck about your fucking green bubbles or whatever. And, like,
now you do.
But now, like, Apple's really good. Like, they make that green really fucking ugly. They make you the fucking hate that green.
there's a comedian talking about the Admiral's Lounge, Admiral's Club. He's like, dude, I never got it, like, getting into the Admiral's Club. It's kind of the same thing as Green Bubbles. Mm-hmm. And he's like, but, like, it changes you. He's like, once you get in there, you're like, yeah, there's just too many people in here. All my life, I wanted to get in there. And once I got in, I wanted to shut the. Can we, do you mind locking those doors? Can we just not let anybody else in?
That'd be great. I thought
this was exclusive.
Yeah, all of a sudden, right? Yeah. So same thing with Apple. So yeah, we figure like James is going to be, he'll get his phone at the end of next school year.
Honestly, the way that you guys use like the Apple for the kids and stuff like that, I'm surprised you don't have Apple phones because like it.
Well, I have one that I can.
But like, are you carrying that around with you? Like, it's just it's
just in the room.
Like, you can track the kids like so much easier, like everything about it.
So that'll happen in the next year and a half. So not this Death Valley trip, but by two Death Valley trips from now, by the time I have to beat Jordan in golf, I will have an iPhone.
Oh, is that going to be the
what if that's the thing that makes you beat me?
Yeah, I was going to say. Right.
Oh, now I've come to the dark side now.
Yeah.
I've got extra powers. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. Dennis is coming up on a year of being a fucking elitist. So.
Yeah, an elitist. My phone's already out of date. I got a 14, not a 15. And the one thing I can say is, like, Laura's up for a new phone because her battery's dying, like, within hours. But she's still rocking, like, I think it's a 12.
Here's what I did in the house one year.
And she got it, like, right after it came out, too.
I really wanted the next phone, and Jessica gave a shit. So she took my phone, and I got the new phone, like, a year after because I wanted the new one. So given that she's 4 years out, if you gave her yours now, it would still be new to her.
That ain't going to fly.
It's better than what you got now.
She's like, motherfucker, I'm going to buy me a new phone. Like, I didn't buy myself a new phone.
I'm a grown-ass woman, dog.
Yeah.
Guess who has my pledge phone?
That's funny. What was that? It was just a 14, regular 14, or?
And I think mine was a 13.
Boo.
And now.
Whatever. It's a phone. They all do the same shit.
Exactly.
Some just do it faster than others.
What was that?
Decide whether I'm going to open another Pliny or not.
Yeah. The Colts?
Oh, I wish I could drink some Kool-Aid after that.
Spiked Kool-Aid.
Hey. It was almost a trifecta, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we're all in a better spot now.
That's true.
Truly. Well, everybody but Dennis. Dennis has a new boss, so that sucks.
I know. My new boss is fucking sucks. He's an asshole.
Asshole. He's at least asshole. You get time off for podcasts.
Yeah.
But you got to get right back to work afterwards.
I get time off for podcasts at 9:30-ish at night. Thanks, boss.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go get another Pliny because I'm a term for punishment.
Slave driver. Just okay.
One Pliny, three Coors.
Yeah.
Now another Pliny.
He said he's going golfing tomorrow. He's not working.
We should.
But now you know how he like rolled his ankle. Like. At work.
We should kill this podcast. Get him on the after show. See how long we hold him. Because now he's gonna open a play. He's stuck. All right.
There's no voicemail, right?
The weekend.
Where the voicemail's at? Oh wait.
Where the voicemail's at? I don't know. I don't think we had
for the front to back.
Thank you for catching that too.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Mikey wants to wander. Where is he wandering to?
Oh man, we have a bet. What was the bet? Right here. Okay. Closest to the pin on goals, loser buys favorite bottle. Oh, that's you and Jay. That's what it is. How many goals do the Kings have?
What is this?
I was just looking at my my season tracker for everything.
Yeah.
And I have a bet here, and it's between you and Jay. Closest to the pin on goals, loser buys their favorite bottle for the other. And you had 285 goals. Jay had 301. How many goals do the Kings have so far this year?
Your Los Angeles Kings have 196 goals.
Is that where we're at?
Yep.
Wow. Sounds like Jay's buying you a bottle.
Well, it's going to be a good one, too. He has three bottles for me. I've already paid for them.
But this is one he's got to buy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, buy.
I'll make it the same bottle. Man. So Blue Run did a West Coast whiskey collab
with
Stern's Liquor, Corkton Long Beach on Stern's.
Stern's and Foster? No.
And what we found out at the tasting was Blue Run has the, you know, they have the butterfly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you
guys definitely doesn't know that.
So they have the butterfly on here, right? And then they have the whiskey or the cigar band on here.
Mm-hmm.
So for special, now they're doing bottle selection so people can, you know, buy the barrel and have their own bottle. They will customize both. So like the buyer from Eureka is a big Dodgers fan. So they did the Dodgers Pantone for the butterfly.
Oh, really? 294?
Yeah. And then for Stearns, he's a big Lakers fan, which is funny because at the tasting, it was majority was Kings fans. So I'm like, dude, you're blowing an opportunity here. You should have said Forum Kings colors. But he's like, they did a gold butterfly with a purple band.
All right.
And if you just call that Forum Blue, now you bring in all the Kings fans, right? You got to know your audience, right? So educating them on that.
Which is funny because Cook owned both teams, right?
Yeah.
So it's still Forum Blue, but.
Right. So.
Purple and gold, right?
But that's an interesting, it's a fucking great bottle. Like, you know how you usually get pepper, like black pepper in a whiskey? Like, it's just one of the notes that you'll get from it. In this, it's more like shishito pepper.
You're like talking to me like I know that there's like a pepper note in whiskey.
Jordan, anybody? So this is more like a shishito pepper. Like, it's more of a green pepper, like fresh pepper flavor in it. Or heat, maybe. It's a better way. So I've never had that before. That's kind of cool that they have that vegetable type green flavor in it. So
Hannah's upset that I know the Pantone color for the Dodgers.
Well, it is the fan club, so
which is the dumbest name for a fan club ever, but
I don't think so. I think it's fucking
how dare you?
I think it's so smart.
I think it's
dumb. It's so fucking smart.
It's
the Dodgers have one color.
It's because Dodger blue is so iconic.
Right. It's Dodger blue.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry, it's not fucking red 40, Dennis. Or whatever gives you cancer. Like the Angels.
Following the Angels gives you cancer. But yeah, that I thought it was so genius to come up with that.
I don't like it.
Oh man, I listened to them talk about how they came up with it, and it's a great story.
How they came up with it? Like they found the Pantone number and it's like, oh yeah, that sounds like a good name. Cool.
Yeah, that's a great story. It's better when they say it than you, but
they're probably a lot more excited about it.
Same words, but yeah.
It's delivery is everything.
It is 100%. I bought into it. I was like, that's really cool. I don't know, but I thought it was a cool name. So yeah, they did that just for the buyer.
So I took a graphic arts class, and I learned about this thing called Pantone.
guy, dude. Fucking.
I'm sorry.
Oh, this is why Dennis hates it.
I lived in Pantone books for years. So.
Sherwin Williams over here.
The Angels logo is in Pantone PMS 200C. So
that's a very specific red. It is a very specific red.
That is fantastic.
Whoever Mr. Pantone is has a fucking sense of humor, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah, who on the Angels picked that one?
Fuck, that's funny. Artie Moreno's wife. I don't know.
They already had those colors before Artie bought the team, but.
I know.
Gene's wife.
That couldn't have been any better.
That was really funny.
That was good.
I'm glad you looked that up. Mm-hmm. When's the last time I had anything nice to say about the Angels, though?
Both of us.
We're
both
Yet Angel you're still fans. Kind of a fan.
Am I?
I don't know. I have a hard time.
I mean, you can go back through the guys in shorts text message thread. I think I've pretty much said that I'm done with them.
Yeah, but you haven't formally renounced them.
If Artie sold True. The team, I
you'd be back in a little bit.
If Artie sold the team, I'd be like, okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
You've got a platform right now.
What?
Just go ahead and buck up and just do it.
I've already told people I'm fucking rooting for the Dodgers. Like, I like how you're getting out. Like this isn't being recorded and broadcast out on Twitter and save it forever.
Like you're going to have that phone in the year.
It saves the cloud, bitch.
I thought we just talked about that about 10 minutes ago.
His wife will have it in a year.
Right. Jenny, can you send me that video?
Is that a video I took?
No, not that one. That one.
No way.
No, that one's saved in the locked folder.
I didn't know you knew about that one, but damn it.
Whoa.
That one's saved in the spank bank.
Oh.
All right, should we head.
James announced it like half an hour ago.
Well, James doesn't usually announce it, so it threw me off.
I know. I went on a tangent because I looked up the bets tab here.
All right. The week ahead. Excuse me. Excuse me. If I'm reading this right, which is a little suspect, we have two back-to-backs this week.
What? Let's do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We see some old friends. First game. Thursday at Chicago, 5:30 p.m. Pacific. Chicago is not there.
I can't believe
shirts.
You gotta go.
They are dead last in their respective division, which is called.
They're not dead last because
the Central.
They're still not mathematically eliminated
yet. They are 18-43-5.
Ooh.
Yeah, not so bad. Not as bad as you would think at home. 13-17-4 at home. 3-5-2 in their last 10. Two-game winning streak, though. Watch out with a negative 90 goal differential.
That's a win.
They're That's almost 500 at home.
The Kings have been very good about, this about is the, shutting down Stars. So.
How about this? This is the last five games stats.
Uh-huh.
The only games that show for goalies is three games. Meaning the goalie that played the other two games isn't even on the roster right now.
Ooh.
So, yeah. That's a win.
Is that good? Is that good?
Yeah, because good old Mrazek has 1-2-0 with a 3.67 and an 8.88 save percentage. So, that's a win.
Did you see the people calling for us to trade for fucking Mrazek?
No, I didn't.
No. Didn't make it with us.
No. Yeah, that's dumb. All right, back to back. They traveled to Dallas.
It might not be dumb, but it's not an upgrade.
Nope. Dallas is, they're first in the Central. 40-18-9. 19-9-4 at home. 6-3-1 the last 10 with a plus 42.
You got Riddick coming off a shutout. Just saying. And Sagan's out.
Riddick might be playing Chicago.
sagging these nuts.
Sorry. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but I'll allow it.
You know.
Anything these nuts plays.
Yeah.
On this show, at least, Jesse. Guy.
He checked out a while ago.
Yeah, he logged
Thanks,
off.
Thanks, Mikey.
He heard his
Mikey
name.
Mikey gets it.
He heard his name.
We sat there not talking about hockey long enough. He turned it off.
Anytime he hears his name, he's right back in.
It's like a bat signal?
Yep.
Okay.
So, Ottinger's probably playing.
I'm not going to lie. I'm tempted to call the win.
I know. I'm so torn.
Or do they play Wedgwood again just because he dominated against the Kings?
Yeah, I mean...
I haven't been paying too much attention to Dallas, but I feel like Otter's kind of struggled.
He has. He's a 3.43 at a .86. So, yeah. But Wedgwood played the Kings last, and he let in one goal at a .960.
Kings legend, Scott Wedgwood, by the way.
Didn't realize.
Didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure he was on the Kings for about 5 seconds. Or in the Kings organization.
Was that a Jonathan Quick Columbus?
Yeah.
I think it was longer than that.
Did he get a thank you video?
Yeah. No, probably not. Kings aren't that funny.
Probably not.
Let's see. Okay, hold on. NHL.com/stars. Are they coming off the back-to-back or anything, or...
However, on February 21st, 2018, Wedgwood and forward Tobias Reiter, were traded to the Los Angeles Kings in exchange for goaltender Darcy Kemper. He did not play with the Kings and spent the duration of his contract with the Kings' AHL affiliate, Ontario Reign. As a free agent from the Kings, Wedgwood signed a one-year, two-way contract with the Buffalo Sabres on July 1st. Boom!
So that's why he played
good
so
call.
Well.
Good call.
Hashtag deep cuts, baby!
So it's not a back-to-back, and they have 3 days off after the game.
I play Wedgwood in that game.
I think they play Wedgwood in that game.
I would.
Yeah.
I 100%
would. Just because
would.
Of how well he played?
Because, yeah.
You, games
yeah.
Last time.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with that.
Psychologically, I think it's a smart play to do. He might not be their go-to, but in that game, it might make the difference.
Hey,
and it's
Martin Jones wasn't a number one for a team he played for, but every time they played the Kings,
he was
fucking,
against us.
He was playing because sometimes you just – got a team's number.
And they can risk the points.
Yeah.
I mean, they're scoring enough. If you look at this, they're
Wedgwood's their backup, right?
Rust us out. We're the week ahead, but you can leave a voicemail real quick and we'll go back and listen to it. Ready? On your mark. Get set. Go.
You got 5 minutes.
We want an update about Beer League Hockey.
I'm going loss.
I'm going loss.
Do it, Jordan. Do it. Fucking do it.
I dare you.
I'm calling win.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
What a bitch.
I'm not even sure. But
he's going to fucking get it, dude.
He's going to fucking get it.
I love it. Well, it's going to be funny because we're all going to be wrong about fucking Chicago, and then I'm going to be right about this. Just saying.
All right, what's next? All right,
following that, the Kings got a couple days off. Sunday, Monday off. Tuesday, Chicago. Back in the City of Angels. We don't need to talk about how shitty they are again. I'm going to call that a win, too.
I got tickets. Oh, my God. I got tickets. Anybody wants to buy them.
Chicago?
Go see a loss.
Chicago again? Is that what you said? Chicago again? Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Chicago again.
That's a win.
Ooh. James? Call boss?
What'd you call Jordan? Win?
Win.
Chicago, bro. Dude, you got like fucking...
James already called the loss.
2013.
Do the win.
You got like 2013 PTSD over here or something.
I do.
You called the loss, you pussy.
You're not going to egg me on again. You egged me on last fucking week for the Islanders, and I listened back to that shit, so I know it was you. So,
I know it was you, motherfucker.
Not fucking letting that happen again. Anytime not Dennis tells me to do something, I'm doing opposite of that shit.
Listen, James has got the little control board buttons, but I got my James Whitlock buttons over here. And yeah, I know how to push them. I know how to push them. Oh, fuck. That's
really good. I need to add some stuff here. Sorry, I'm doing Excel work here. I feel like I'm at work. I feel like I'm at work.
You.
Quack, 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 quack.
Why don't you open up Salesforce?
No.
Yeah, you got to change that Eureka.
God damn it.
Dennis did not know about that Eureka closing.
So I'm like, I'm surprised I didn't know about that. It's really weird.
That's something you should know about. We might want to change that service.
Just can't wait to get that email. Oh, by the way, this happened 3 weeks ago.
You should contact them tomorrow morning and be hey, I checked into that location.
I went to go make a reservation for lunch with another customer.
Do it. I fucking dare you.
And turns out I can't make reservations there anymore. You guys know anything about that?
Yeah. You might not happen to know about that.
I won't say their names, but I know his name.
Frank.
It is not.
Hey, try and schedule lunch with them at Huntington.
I'd like to take you guys out to lunch at your restaurant.
Yeah. Hey, let's spend the company's money. Take you out to.
Aren't they in San Diego? I think it might be in San Diego. I don't know. Anyway.
San Diego.
I don't know. That's not a good sign.
Well, they headquartered. Right. I don't know that part.
I told you their fucking test kitchen is in Hawthorne over by SpaceX.
Well, it's test kitchen. It doesn't mean anything.
I'll test this kitchen, bitch. All right. Second back-to-back of the week.
Minnesota.
In Los Angeles. That's a 7 o'clock game for you guys watching it on the television. On television? TNT. It's Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Watch out for them wild because they might pull the goalie in fucking overtime. They're 32-27-7. 6-3-1 their last 10. They are 15-15-3 on the road with a -8 goal differential.
Really?
They are 6 in the Central.
I feel like that should be a win, but they always play us really tough.
I'm calling that a loss just because I don't want to yell 4-0.
Can I call it an overtime win?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a win.
Kaprizov is hot right now, dude. 7 goals in the last 5 games.
Fuck him. Holy shit.
And he's the only one scoring.
Okay, and that's a win.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So he has the same amount of goals as the rest of the other, 11 forwards.
Wow. Is there defense scoring, though?
That's no a no. Questions. There's 4 goals for the defense in the last 5 games.
Yeah, Brock Faber's got 2 of them.
Someone was bitching about Brock Faber today on Facebook.
Okay, out of the 11 goals.
No, he wasn't signing here at all.
You ready? 11 goals. 6 of those are power play goals.
Oh, that's a win then.
So if we just don't go to the box and in the second power play,
we also have the best power penalty kill
in the league by 1.2%.
It's pretty solid.
Still got it in there. Yeah, earlier today. Let's go. What?
What's your call, James? Thinking too much about this.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you last week?
They play Fleury. He allows 196 goals.
Oh my god. This is supposed to be a gut thing.
This is a win.
There we go. We're getting to the point of the show where I really got to pee, so.
Just go pee, dude. You are bouncing your leg.
I am. Motherfucker. Well, because we're almost done, so I'm just fucking in and get to the after show.
He just opened a Pliny, dude.
I know.
Are we? It's almost done.
It's almost done? Fuck. You need to get another one, dude.
That's my last one. I'm going to have to go to a fucking Total Wine. I'll be right back.
You got bottles.
I'll be right back.
You got bottle service, bro. I'm on second open. I opened 2 bottles tonight.
This is
fucking gorgeous, by the way.
All right, I am going to go pee. You're going to talk about whiskey for 5 minutes.
I'm not. We got it. We got a voicemail.
Just enough to annoy Dennis to go pee.
No, I'm going to play a voicemail, dude.
Go for it.
Russisa.
Yeah,
that's true. You better comment. All right, Dennis is gonna comment.
We're gonna quiz him on what the score of the game was.
Oh, I better plug it in first.
It's good. It's a good strategy. I like it. This is why Jesse left.
No, this is not why he left.
It's the King's Realm podcast. What is up? It's Russisa. And with loss, come on, boys. You don't believe in me? We got to win. Come on.
Yeah.
The boy with a Geno and two apples. Come on, boys.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, here comes the hard part.
What was the score?
Didn't play last week. I was... Busy. Pause. Hold on.
Who's busy?
Pull this
quote,
up.
Unquote.
Schedule of the week ahead.
Having
hold
six.
On. Took the L tonight, obviously. Okay, we've got
6-4.
Ooh, is this going to be four games? Blackhawks and Stars away. And Blackhawks and Wild at home. All right, I'll take a win against the Blackhawks twice. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Geez, Dallas put the beating on us before. They're really good. I'll take an L there, and I'll take a win against Minnesota. So I'll go 3-1. Let's go. Straight-up win against the Blackhawks twice, win against Minnesota, and a loss away to the Dallas Stars. A little bit of a bummer tonight. I didn't get to watch most of the game. I saw the very end. But, I mean, I'm assuming – I saw Juice get the goal with, what, I don't know, 5 minutes left or something, so – I'm going to guess that that effort was fairly lackluster. Let's see. The one thing I was going to touch on real quick is I am glad that we didn't make any trades. I don't know what's up with this rumor about Ullmark. I'm glad that nothing happened, even if we were trying to make that deal.
What?
I'm happy
we should talk about
that. Whether
what?
It was on purpose from Blakey or not.
I'm not happy about that.
I just don't think it makes sense to go join the arms race against the juggernauts of the West. And sell off all the draft picks and the prospects and all that stuff when we really don't have a ton of the draft capital to spare anyway. So I would rather kind of let this one ride. Let's see how things go in the playoffs. I'm still not fucking scared of the Edmonton Oilers. I don't give a shit that they've beaten us 2 years in a row. It's going to be really hard to beat a team three times, and I still think we're better this year than we were last year, even with our streakiness. I still believe that. Because when this team plays well, we beat anybody earlier this season when we were playing our best. So I'll roll that dice instead of throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall to see if it'll stick.
Say shit. All right. Say shit.
Well, that's
shit.
My opinion. I'm a rambling man, so see ya.
I don't agree with you with the Ullmark option.
Congrats on the 3 points, Russ.
Oh, he did listen to the bathroom.
That was well done. I don't agree with the Ullmark option of PLD.
It doesn't matter. That wasn't even a thing. It doesn't even matter. So
it was such a thing that Swayman like had a celebration after the trade deadline to say that you're still here.
Yeah, but he wasn't coming to the Kings. He did not deny the trade to the Kings.
Okay, I've heard it both ways, so I don't know what's real and what's not.
And we don't know either. But I'm saying it was enough conversation in the league and probably within the team that it wasn't definite that Ullmark was going to be with them after the trade deadline. So the big hug celebration that they did after the deadline was in celebration of him not going anywhere. And the fact that the Kings were in the conversation. And like we said in the past that sometimes good players just don't gel with different organizations because of the system, right? So maybe the system isn't providing PLD the opportunity to excel, but he's definitely not excelling for us.
Or maybe he's a
third time around.
Yeah, it was funny because at the at the Islanders game, there was a guy behind me that was yelling like, oh, he was on PLD's nuts.
Oh, man. The game that I went to, was it the Devils game? The Sunday game? There was a guy next to us. I swear to God, it was West Coast Hockey Bias next to us, just fucking screaming at him all game.
Like, against him? Because he was fucking up?
Just, like, yelling about his effort, yelling about, yeah, he was against him the whole time. But like,
so this guy was for him.
For PLD? Oh,
okay. Oh, he was all in the fan club, dude. Oh, he had paid his dues through the year, like he paid in advance, and he was fucking putting in the work. And then the second period started, and the same guy for the rest of the game started just shitting on him all game.
Same guy?
Same guy. And I'm like, wow, that if that isn't our season in a nutshell in that one game, like that guy really, like, people wanted so badly for that to be a thing. It's not a thing. It's just not. And like, the more I watch it, the pass, like when we pulled the goalie tonight and the little soft pass he made that gave up the puck with an empty net, like, that's the kind of shit I see. It's really his passing that really fucks me up. Is that he will pass more than shoots, although he's averaging four shots a game in the last five, but like in the last 10, actually. But
the dude was trying to create some good vibes and then said, fuck it.
Yeah, he couldn't fucking eat his own fucking oatmeal, dude. So, like, I just, like, I have a problem, dude. If you're going to be the passer, be a strong passer. If you're going to be a shooter, be a strong shooter.
Yeah, since you pointed it out a few games ago, I've been watching, like, his passing is really shit. His decision-making when he's not 100% sure is also really bad.
It reminds me of, like, a little leaguer that is not comfortable with having the ball.
And that's the thing. Like in football, right, or
soccer.
Is that, like, he has no confidence? He doesn't know the system well enough? He doesn't know, like, the team well enough, like, to understand where people are going to be? Because there's a lot of times where it just seems like it's a miscommunication on the ice. And that is that and it seems most of the time it happens with him, right? When he's got the puck. So is it a miscommunication where he's coughing up the puck? Because he, like, there's one that led to the goal where he thought Gavrikov was going to come out from the corner and Gavrikov went the other way. And he didn't look, and he just threw it out in the middle, gave it up.
He
and
does it a
goal.
Lot.
And
watch him.
He does. He does that stuff a lot. So is that, like, he just doesn't understand the system? Like, is it what the fuck? Like, or is it just I don't know. Like, how the fuck does that keep happening to where you misjudge the situation so badly?
Yeah. Like if you have fucked up so many no look passes because you think someone's there,
maybe you should take a look.
You should start taking a look, right? You should notice that, hey, listen, I've missed those. I need to really make sure someone's there. And he's not doing that. He's not correcting the mistakes. But that little soft pass when we got the goalie pulled, like, you have to guarantee puck possession at all times.
Here's the other thing is, like, you're no look passing in the fucking defensive zone.
Yeah, I can't buy it. Into the fucking center lane.
Yeah, you're dumping just, it out into the slot.
A lot of those are offensive zones when I see them, but he's dropping them right into the center lane with nobody there. Yeah. Like, nope, nobody even close.
The thing is, like, I've seen it enough where it's either in the neutral zone or in the defensive zone, and he's coughing up the puck, doing something stupid like that, that leads to a chance or a goal.
I can't have it, dude. I can't fucking have it. And you know what my new saying is at games now? There goes Jordan. He's almost off screen. Saying is, like, well, that's what you get for $8 million.
What'd you say? How many times has James said fuck or fucking?
We don't have a counter that goes that high.
Yeah.
And who is Jama? Who's Jamia?
Jamia.
Is he hot? What's up?
It's the Japanese version of you.
Now that was racist. You were good with the fucking date code and everything on this beer, but that point.
He's the one that said Japanese. I just said you have to rewrite to left. That's a simple fact.
I think he was talking about me that whole time there, Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think he was saying anything about negative about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just assumed.
I mean, fair.
Fair. No, but, like, I've really started focusing on him to see that he's just, like, we're spending $8 million and he needs to be a playmaker. And he's not being, if he's not scoring, right, he's shooting, but he's not scoring. And when he's passing, he's not passing well. So, like I said, if you're not a good passer, shoot more. Be the shooter.
Mike, you wanted to correct you. 8.5.
8.5 what?
Million.
Million.
Eight and a half. I'll say 8.5 from now on. Thank you.
That makes it worse,
by the way.
I don't necessarily buy into the effort thing. There might be some times where it looks like he's maybe gassed and just doesn't give the effort. And I get that, but like there's a lot of players that do the same thing. But I don't want to sit there.
Or is it he just doesn't give a shit? Because if it's gassed, then we need to get him with fucking Darrell Evans on fucking Sundays and run to the pier and back.
I don't think it's gas. I think Dennis hit on a little bit earlier was that it's a little bit of confusion of the system. He doesn't know what he's supposed to do out there.
Yeah.
So if you're not 100% confident, you're not playing at your 100%, right? And you look like you're not giving 100%. But if you just – it could just be confusion on the ice.
There's still times where he looks like he's a little bit lost.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is really weird because, you know, you've got enough games to where you shouldn't be.
Yeah, and that's the case. We're fucking
– at his level, you have enough games.
We're over 60 games in. Like. Yeah. If that fucking do some trust falls or something, like you need to
do some trust falls,
figure it out with your team.
You move like, the computer ridiculous. And like a buzz started happening. Oh. So I pulled your computer away to see if that solved the issue.
I didn't know what that was. Like.
Yeah. And it went away right now. So that's why I moved your computer. Okay. Sorry.
No, I just didn't know what that was. I'm looking at you like, what was that?
James moved his computer and all of a sudden like we picked up a buzz. So he obviously didn't hear it. So I slid it back and he looked at me like, what the fuck? And pushed his computer back and started the buzzing again.
Don't touch my shit, bro.
Yeah.
I know.
Exactly. Fucking put it where I want to put it.
Fucking close.
My space is my space, dog.
You gotta know me by now. If I'm doing shit, it's for a reason.
Well, you also gotta know me that I'm like,
no, fuck you. Don't touch my shit.
I own my space.
You shared bunks.
I did not. I never shared a bunk.
I thought you guys had you swapped
that
out.
That's subs. Oh. The hot rack. We don't do
I it. Thought you hot racked.
That sounds my bad. So maybe.
It is.
Hey, JP.
They didn't cuddle together.
That last one looks very mysterious. I like that.
Last one what?
Just saying.
Oh.
What are they wearing? Oh, a hood or a mask?
It's code.
Hey, man.
All right. Okay. We're good, right?
James just got some pictures and he's now done.
No, he got pictures a while ago.
I did. I got a picture of you in the. In fact, I stopped Russ's voicemail because I went to picture. I'm like, oh shit, I forgot that stops the voicemail. You obviously had not logged on by that point.
No, I was just listening straight from Google Voice.
You'll hear it. Oh, okay.
I didn't log into Twitch. That's funny. All right, we'll end this
after show.
So James can.
Oh, we're sticking around for after show.
Okay.
I want to see Jordan open a bottle.
Dennis, how was your poop? Open a bottle of what?
That was
whatever.
If that was a poop, that was the quickest poop ever. Look at this. This is all you need of like Jordan's screen.
Yeah, exactly. So, just a little sliver.
Yeah. I mean, that's all he's got. Just a little sliver.
I'm just. Excuse you.
Be sure to follow us on social media, Kings Around Pod. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a voicemail. Send us a text 562-317-0087. What is this? All this code going on here? Oh, okay.
I can't keep up with the whole thing, though.
Long Beach.
Yeah.
Check out the hockeypodcastnetwork.com.
Do it.
Do it.
They got some cool shit.
Yeah, there's some cool shit. Go listen to the Sharks podcast. See what they're talking about.
Hey, by the way, you go to Vegas, log into DraftKings Sportsbook. There you go. THPN.
Boom.
I know you don't have an account if you're in California. So you get up to $1,000.
Good night, Russ.
I honestly don't know.
Good night, brother.
Good night, Russ. I don't know why they don't like have a VPN ad right after DraftKings in California.
It's totally not legal.
But if we brought it on our own,
you're not telling people to go to the VPN. You're just letting them know that it's there.
It's for security, like when you're in like Starbucks and working.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Encryption.
It's for It's for when you're buying your wife a gift and she can't know what it is. Oh, wait, that's incognito mode.
That's incognito.
That doesn't work.
That's not for gifts. That's for gifs.
You really say gif?
It was the only way I could make it play. So.
Okay. I mean, gif. I mean, let's just take off the T. All right.
For James also, Willock.
No, I was going to say, for old man James Willock, Jordan Heckman, I'm Dennis Wilson saying,
go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
Jif. Motherfucker.
Yeah, there's literally a peanut butter company called Jif, and then they spell it different.
Hey, there's a lot of things that are spelled different that still pronounce the same.
He pronounces it Yif because it's a soft J.
My name is Yif.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm jogging, or is it yogging? I don't know if it's a soft J. Apparently, you just run.
Yames.
Yames.